We're starting a new service, a new series. And we wanted to have a little fun with this series. But the reality is that when we talk about Jesus, Jesus is the most controversial figure in history. He said things that no one else had said before, did things no one else had done before. And he demonstrated through his life what it would mean to have a relationship with God. He said things like, I am here to serve rather than to be served. He said, I have come to be the way for you to know my Father. He made incredible claims to the effect of, if you have faith just the size of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. And how many of us would love the opportunity to move a mountain at times? He said some incredible things. He also said things that people didn't like. He said things like, if you're unwilling to forgive others, my Father will not forgive you, which has been misunderstood, but it's still a very controversial, strong statement that he made. He's made several of these types of statements. And what we want to do is spend some time talking about six of them. Now, today is one of the most controversial of all. And if you want to follow along in Scripture, you can follow along in John chapter 14. We're going to begin with verse 1. You can follow along on the screen in YouVersion, or if you brought a Bible, you can use your Bible, whichever you would like to use. John chapter 14, verse 1. And I believe in this. I've used this passage so many times and in so many different ways. But what I want you to listen for is what comes later in this passage. Verses 1 through 7, it says, Jesus is talking to his disciples. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and you have seen him. One of the most crucial statements Jesus makes is simply this: I am the way. Not I am a way, I am the way. And not just a way to happiness or fulfillment or a lifestyle. I am the way to know God. For all of us, we are living in a way, are we not? For some of us, we're living in a way that, you know, we're kind of proud of. We like how our lives are going. Things are good. We're excited about that. Some of us are living in a way that we're not real proud of, and we would want to change the way, and at times it just seems so difficult that I cannot get off this path that I'm headed. We're all living in a way. But one of the most controversial statements Jesus made, which flies in the face of what much of our culture and our society wants to believe, is that I am the one and only way to God. Now, there are a lot of doctrinal belief systems that fall under this. If you're taking notes, number one, you should know there is a way to God. There is a way. Sometimes I think that we are so used to church stuff. We are so used to studying our Bible and hearing Christian music on the radio, and we're so used to attending services, and we take for granted the fact that, hey, there is a separation from us and God, and he has made a way to bridge the gap. We just take it for granted, like God's there. It's kind of like when we have relationships and we think that person's going to be there forever, and then all of a sudden they're not, and we're unprepared, and all of a sudden we realize, what happened? I just always assumed they would be there, and now they're not. We take for granted that there is this gap, and that God has said, I want to bridge the gap for you. It's an opportunity that is supernatural. And it's something that we can't take for granted. So why is this such a controversial statement? I mean, it's not controversial for some of us. We completely agree with this, and we bought into this, and it's not a big deal. But if Jesus is the way, it validates several things. Number one, he is God. It validates that what the Bible says about him must be true. He was born of a virgin. He is fully God and fully man, however that looks, fully part of the Trinity. And that he was able and willing to give his life for us. To fully believe that Jesus is the way is to say everything that the Bible says about him is true, even if it has been rejected. One of the things that I love about this too, especially on days when you're struggling with losing someone that you love. And we had a friend that I went to school, all throughout school, all from primary. I don't know if y'all had primary school. We had primary school where I was from. From primary school to high school, I went to school with this one particular guy and had so many memories of this guy. And I found out just a couple of days ago he had taken his own life and he was dead. He was gone. They buried him yesterday. I hadn't really kept up with him other than on Facebook in a number of years. But there was just something about that. You just expect to grow old with the people you go to school with, don't you? You just kind of expect that you'll go through the same life things and kind of retire, and then you'll talk about the good old days, and he's gone. And I just remember thinking, man, God, this is just, death is not new to me. It's not new to many of us. When he's gone. One of the things that I love about this way to God is not only is he saying there's a way to know God, there's a way for us to be with the people that we have loved that also know God. It's not just a way for us and how we should live our lives. It's not just behavior modification so that you and I change the way we live on the outside so we look like we know God. But it's actually living a different lifestyle, living in a different way, and knowing that not only can we walk with him every single day, but one day we can be reunited with the ones that we love who are also following Jesus. I love that he says, I am going to prepare a place for you, and where I am going to bring you there with me. It's the belief that heaven is a real place. And it's selling a lot of books now to talk about whether heaven and hell are real. But Jesus is saying it's a real place. It may not look the way we look. I mean, I want to have a fluffy cloud like everybody else. Feels like Charmin, you know. That would be convenient if you needed it. I'd play my little trumpet or my little, harp. I mean, it would be great, wouldn't it? Now, whatever heaven looks like, for some of you, heaven looks like, you know, it's the fastest bass boat on the lake. That's your heaven. For some of you, heaven looks like this twin stuffed mattress that you can nap on all day long. And it just conforms to your body. And right now, already, your eyelids are starting to close as you think about it. That is heaven for you. It's going to be like the softest pillow ever. For some of you, heaven is getting to go out with all the friends that you've lost, the family members that you haven't seen again. For others, it's an opportunity to just sit at the feet of Jesus and to know him and worship him and just to be with him. There are all kinds of different aspects of heaven. It really doesn't matter what our idea is. The fact is, Jesus says, I'm preparing a place and I'm going to bring you there. It's a great hope. It's a great truth that he has offered. And I'm so thankful that there is a way to God. The second thing is this. The way depends on Jesus, not on you. If Jesus says, I am the way, the only way, it depends on him and not on you. Is that good news for anybody? Because if it depended on me, I would be in trouble. Amen? Why are you saying amen about me? I'd be in trouble if it were about me. What if I had to go before Jesus with a Scantron sheet? People who are still in school? A, B, or C, or D. What'd you do? Well, I don't know, but I can make a real cool pattern if I color these in. Does that get me in, God? It depends on Jesus, not on us. And unfortunately, many of us, we're still trying to make it depend on us. We've got our little tally sheet somewhere in our head, somewhere where we're saying, I did a good thing here, I did a good thing there, I've done what I'm supposed to do here, Jesus would be okay with me here. I did these bad things over here, but I did three good things for every bad thing I can remember. Some of us have got this tally sheet going on in our heads, and we're still trying to earn our way to heaven and earn our way to God. And I want you to know, good luck with that, because you'll never make it. When Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. He is literally saying the way depends on me, not on you. It's not about adjusting your behavior. I will tell you, there are people who act in public like great Christians that don't know a thing about Jesus. There are people that they've learned. They've been going to church all their life. They know what they're supposed to say. They know what they're supposed to do, but they're absolutely dead inside. There are people within the church that they're trying so hard to earn God's favor, and they're trying to do all the right things, and they just feel like a failure over and over again, and they're just ready to give up. And some of you might be in that very same spot. He says he's the way, but I'm ready to give up because I'm not good enough. And what Jesus would say is exactly because my love is so much bigger than how good you are. For Jesus to say, I am the way, he's saying, this depends on me. I wrote this down. Your past doesn't matter. Your past is part of who you are. It's what makes you who you are. What you've done, where you've been, the experiences you've been through, good and bad, the pains, the joys, all of that makes you part of who you are today. For some of us, we're still trying to relive our high school years. You know, we still feel like we're in high school, and we're not. You don't look like you're in high school. You didn't go to your reunion, but you should have. Everybody else aged but you. I know, that's the way it works. Some of us are still trying to live in our pasts. Some for good, because we had some great things in our past. Some because we made mistakes in our past, and we think we can't get past them. And so we're still living within all of that judgment. But the reality in Jesus being the way is that your past doesn't matter. The hope that he offers us says that the future is guaranteed for you. But we live in the present, because that's where we experience Jesus right now, and following him and following the way. If we live here in the present, and if our future is and our hope is in our future, I will tell you, you will be more apt and able to deal with the things going on right now. I've heard people say, you know what, don't live for the present, live for the future. Here's what I know about people who live for the future and ignore the present. They lose every spiritual battle that happens in the present because they're ignoring what's going on in the here and the now. So I'm thinking about what I need to do tomorrow, but the reality is you need to deal with what's happening right now. I'm struggling right now within my life, right now within my marriage, right now within my job, right now within relationships with people. I'm struggling right now, but all I'm going to think about is it will get better later, but you're losing the battle right now. Because Jesus is saying, I am here right now. Follow me in the here and now. Don't worry about the future. I got it covered. And let the past go, because it cannot define you. Only Jesus can define you. So my encouragement is, live in the present. Jesus is the way now. Jesus is the way here, where we are going. Jesus wants us to follow in the way that he is leading. And what I also know is that there is a thin line between following Jesus and becoming legalistic. I want to live in the present, and so I'm going to read my Bible, and I'm going to find all the things that I'm going to do. And all, well, I'm doing pretty good, but, you know, this person that I'm with, they're not doing so hot. Not as good as me. I'm doing better than they are. Why aren't you doing better? Don't y'all like those relationships? Aren't they fun? Make you feel good and warm and fuzzy inside? See, there's a real thin line between following Jesus and becoming legalistic if you're doing it just because you're trying to earn something with him. Jesus says, I am here. This is about a relationship with me now. So how do we kind of reconcile that between this legalism that we aren't supposed to do and this following Jesus? Third thing is this. This is where I want to walk up through that. There is only one way. One of the things that I really gets on my nerves, to be quite honest, are these coexist stickers. Now, I'm all for coexisting in the fact that it's not our role to judge anyone who believes differently than us. I'm all for coexisting in that manner. But coexisting in the fact of saying, you know what, our way is just as valid as your way. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. You cannot go any other way. And even well-meaning Christians, they put coexist on there just so they won't appear judgmental. But the truth is, you water down the gospel when you validate someone else's belief system a way other than Jesus. What I would love to have is something that says, I'm not going to judge you, but I want you to know the truth. I'm not good at that, so I won't come up with it. Somebody else will have to come up with that. Love wins. Okay. That's cool. You're better at that than I am, Don. Huh? It's Rob Bell. All right. But here's what I want you to know. There is only one way. If you're trying to find another way, it's not going to work. Literally in the Greek, when it says, I am the way, it literally says, I myself and only I am the way. Just me. I am it. If you're trying to find it any other way, you are going to be so frustrated and defeated, and you're going to give up because I am it and I am enough. And within our culture, people have often rejected the way, and they try to create new ways, new religions. They've tried to somehow become one with the universe or follow a God that they think is better for them or follow a teaching that they think fits them better. But if Jesus is the way, it literally means, if there's a way to something, it literally means there's got to be two points. Number one, where I am and where I am trying to go. If there is a way, that means, okay, here I am. That's where I want to get. This is the way that I'm going. Now, some of us, we're a little ADD. Anybody in the room? A few of us are a little ADD in the room. Yeah, yeah. So I'm going this way right now, but 5 minutes later, I'm over here, and then something, you know, shiny happens, and now I'm over here. And I'm feeling just as committed and excited the whole way. I just like to be going somewhere. I don't really care where it's going. And for some of us, I know you. If we drew a circle of the way of your life, you've got, here's you, and then, like, there's five arrows pointing in every different direction. If Jesus says, I'm the way, it means there is a starting point. There is where I am. And then there is a goal, and this is where I'm headed. That's one of the reasons we like to call this journey. People ask, are you like a franchise? No, we're not a franchise of some other church. But we believe that we are all on some type of journey. Where we are and where we're headed. And it's this idea of the way, that he is the way. I fully believe, similar to what Don is saying, I fully believe that the destination we're trying to reach is in short, Jesus, in long form, is to both live and to love like him and to lead others to follow him. That's it. To live like Jesus, to love like Jesus, and to lead other people to do the same. I really believe it's that simple. I don't have to get up here and go through every one of your belief statements and tell you how you're right or how you're wrong. It's not about that. It's about knowing Jesus, living like him, loving fully like him, leading other people to do the same. I mean, that is the goal. That is the way. But we have to fully accept it. And this is where I think we struggle with the fact that he has closed the gap and we take that for granted. Fourth thing is this. What we believe about the way will determine what we demonstrate about the way. If I believe that there is one way and it is crucial to know it, I want other people that I care about to know it. And sometimes for us, and I want to be kind of gentle here because we've got all different personalities in here. We've got all different backgrounds in here. Some of you have been burned. Some of you have burned others. We have all different things going on in the room. But what are you demonstrating about what you believe about Jesus? Does anybody know that it's important to you? If you fully believe Jesus is the way, he's the only way, and if you don't follow the way, then you are going to miss God completely. If we believe that, is it demonstrated by the rest of our lives? Do I fully believe that Jesus is the way, the only way, the right way, the good way, the perfect, excellent way, or a way of living life? You know what? This is the way I'm doing it. If you do or don't, it's all right. What are we demonstrating about our belief about Jesus? You know, Most of you know, I reject the idea of going door to door, knocking on doors, and asking somebody if they're going to hell. I fully reject that because Jesus never did it. But what Jesus did do was build relationships, demonstrate love, and then tell them truth. And he always did it with compassion. And I believe the best way for you and I to do that is for the relationships that we have. Who are the people already within our circle of influence? You know, last week we talked about concentric circles of influence. Who are in those circles of influence that we can make a difference right now? Now, some of you, if you're big on knocking on doors, go for it. But let me ask you this. Are you able to communicate the primary context of the gospel being God's love by knocking on a door and asking them if they're going to hell? If you're able to do that, come talk to me and let's do it together. I've not found a way to do that because people open the door and feel judged right away, or they feel like you're out of touch. And most of the time, you got to be careful if you're coming in my neighborhood because somebody might put a gun to your head if you knock on the door and they don't know you. Anybody else? Times have changed. But that doesn't change the fact that what are we demonstrating about the way? Do we let it permeate us, change our lives, the way we live them? So this is that fine line of legalism and following in the way of Jesus. Following in the way of Jesus means our behavior changes, but it changes because we're seeking the one who's given us life, not because we're trying to follow to some moral code that our heart is not in. It's the difference in saying you should do this just because. And I want to do this because I want to be like Jesus. Those are very different realities. Some of the ways that we are going to deal with this, what we believe about the way, is how we worship, to be honest. Do we worship based on what kind of music it is? Did it get our blood pumping? Was our adrenaline pumping? Or can we worship regardless? Now, one thing I've learned about worship is if I'm asking God to move, he moves. He may not move for you, but he'll move for me. And I've also found that's a universal principle. If you ask God to move, he may not move in the person next to you, or he may, sometimes he does, but he will move in you. How do you worship? Does your worship demonstrate what you believe about him? You are the way, you are it, you are everything. Whether or not we're growing as a believer determines what we believe about the way. Is it something, is there a destination I'm trying to get to, the way of Jesus? Is this where I'm headed? And am I growing, or do I even care if I grow? And as I've already mentioned, how we share the gospel with others. It's good news. But have we taken it so for granted that it's no longer something that's utmost important to us? Now, for some of you, when we talk about controversial things Jesus said, you're thinking, you know what? This wasn't really a controversial week. And if you believe that, I would encourage you to go back to remembering how significant it is that Jesus made a way for us. For some of you, coming here on Sunday mornings is your way. For some of you watching some speaker, preacher, teacher on TV, that's your way. For some of you, it's a style of music. That's your way. For some of you, it's a language that you use. That's your way. I just want you to know Jesus said he is the way. Those ways will get you nowhere. But following in the way of Jesus, looking for where he is, and trying to align ourselves with him, that is where the beauty of life is. The last thing I want to share with you is this. This is kind of silly even. It's so common sense, it's silly. But it's something we all need to think about. You will go where the one you are following is going. Who are you following? We just spent 6 weeks talking about different things we follow. Where are you going? Where are you following? Who is leading you? Is it you? Is it what you think is best? Is it a teacher? Is there a teacher that you're following? Now, people from the time of Jesus have been trying to nail a teacher and say, that's who I'm following. They get it. I'm doing whatever they say. Consistently, Jesus is saying, hey, they're my representative. Follow me, not them. They should point you to me. Is it a religious system? Are you here because this is a non-denominational church? And that's what you're going to be a part of, non-denominational? What is it for you? You have to find what it is you're following. I think one of the great mysteries, it's not just a mystery, the great deception of our lives is we don't always know where we're following. Are we following success? Are we following comfort? Are we following ease? Are we following security? What are we following? Because wherever you're following, wherever it's going, that's where you're going to go. And if Jesus is saying, I am the way, I am the truth, there is no other truth but him. Even though there are people all around you that are trying to tell you, you know what, truth is relevant. Or relative, not relevant, but relative. Truth for you may not be truth for me. That's the way we trying to get out of dealing with the issue of either we're following in the way or we're not. You know what, that truth's okay for you. It's not okay for me. Jesus says, I am the truth. There is no other truth. And so, well, how are we living today within that truth? How are we following within that truth? What are we seeking to do? Is it a person? Is it your spouse? Is it your kids? Are you trying to live vicariously through your kids? Are you trying to live vicariously through your boss or through your coworker or a friend or a sister or a brother? Are you just following success? And at the end of your life, you want people to notice you. Is that the way you're going? I want to be noticed and validated. This is just normal for each of us to want that. When Jesus says, I'm the way, he's saying you have to change the way that you're going. Are we doing that? For many of us, honestly, it's just validation. We're just hungry for validation. I just want somebody to tell me I'm okay. I'm not that bad. I want somebody to tell me I did a good job. And we're just so needy in the area of validation that we just will do anything for it. For our first week of Jesus said that, Jesus is the way. If you have anything else as the destination that you're aiming for, you're going to miss it. If you're trying in any other way to get there, you're going to miss it. And I want you to know that Jesus is worth giving up every other way. He accepts you just the way you are. He says, your past, forget it. I love in the genealogy of Jesus, all of the failures that he lists as his family. Because that just helps me feel a little more at home. Anybody else? I feel a little more at home knowing that there are failures in Jesus' family that he claims. Maybe he'll claim me too. I know he'll claim you. How are we living in the now and the here? As we close out today, we're going to do one more song. And I want you to know that wherever you are, whatever's going on in your life, if today is a day of great loss for you and you're just thinking of the ones you have lost, Jesus being the way means you can be headed in the same direction that they were if that family member was also a follower of Jesus. I can bring you great comfort. For some of you, you're here today and you're just absolutely confused and frustrated and you're just struggling because you're trying to find your bearings and it's just not working. Jesus fully accepts you as you are and says, follow me. I'll take you where you need to go. Just follow me. Just listen. Follow my teachings. Just follow my example in the way you deal with people. Follow my example in the way you see yourself and fully understand my love for you is beyond all comprehension. Fully experience that today. If you're a person here today and you're feeling absolutely alone and you just feel like, you know what, everybody else has something going on. I'm sitting here by myself and while there's people in this room, it feels like it's just me. I'll probably walk out of here. Maybe nobody will say anything to me. Nobody knows how I really feel right now. Nobody knows how much pain I'm in right now. And I want you to know that if you put your hope in other people to be what Jesus wants to be for you, you're going to be discouraged. Because we fail. Because we're still trying to figure it out ourselves. But if you fully put your hope and trust in Jesus, you'll never be alone.
I want to encourage you, wherever you are within your faith walk, wherever you are in your relationship with Jesus, if he is something that is just a part of your life, make him everything about your life. If you're looking for a way to follow, follow in the way of his teachings. And I promise you, he will not disappoint you. As we close out, we're gonna close out with one more song. And I don't know where everybody is or what you need to take from this. But there is a way. There is only one way. And that way is open to us because Jesus gave his life on the cross. And he fully opened his arms in love and grace and in compassion to us. And it is an incredible treasure that we even have the opportunity to pursue him. Would you pray with me? Father, God, I pray that you would help us all to know and just to have discernment today on what exactly is it that we're following today. Is it someone? Is it something? Father, I pray for those that are here today and they are lonely. And they feel like they're just trying to get through this life all by themselves. I pray that you would help us as a community to come alongside of them and see their need and just befriend them with no other motive but just to be there and to demonstrate your love. God, I pray that you would make your reality or your presence so real to them that they will never feel alone again. God, I thank you that you have not just called us to worship you, but you demonstrated what it was like to follow. And you have called each of us to follow after you. That you have said you will adopt us into your family if we will repent of our sins and we will accept your grace. Father, I pray as a church you would help us to follow you just honestly and authentically. I pray as we take these next steps in leadership, God, I pray that we would do this in a way that brings honor to your kingdom and it grows your kingdom. I pray that we would be completely honest with who we are and with where we are in our walk with you. Because you are our way. Help us to follow you consistently. It's in Jesus' name we pray.